See, you don't even know what I do on my off times, do you? When that song came out, see, you get me now, Nikki. You get me. I made all our summer students learn that song, and I tested them on it one morning. And so they all said, "Pastor Sue is so funny. She's just kidding." And they said, "No, she's not." But anyways, I love that song because it just says, "No matter what comes, I'm going to praise Him. I want Him to find me praising. I hope you want Him to find you praising too." Amen. Well, we have an anointing service for you tonight. And if you have never had opportunity to have hands laid upon you and to have someone anoint you with oil, you will have that opportunity tonight. The Bible says that the anointing breaks the yoke. There's something about an anointing. The anointing actually makes the difference in your life. It empowers you. It causes the favor of God to be marked on your life. It causes promotions to come that don't make sense. It causes others to be attracted to you that should not. It causes doors to be open that you could not open naturally. It causes other people to say, "What is it about them? What is the difference?" The difference is the anointing. The anointing does make the difference. And so there is an anointing for new seasons in your life. And just like WOW is coming into a new season, new building, new opportunity to allow more women to experience the Lord and more opportunities for us to do greater things together, I believe that God has given you an opportunity to come into new seasons. What He does corporately, He also does personally. And so we are in a new season and we have an opportunity to come into a new season. But not everyone likes new things. And not everybody likes change. So I am a personality type. I like change. I get bored of my cars fast. So if I have it in 4 years, I think I've done well. I'm ready for a change. I'm ready to, you know, change up a room. I like change. I do like change. But how many know some changes are a lot? And even those that like change, it's a lot. And we seem to like the change we can control. But we don't like change when it's out of our control. We don't like change that requires a greater trust in the Lord. A greater ability to deny ourselves and to be able to say, "Jesus, it's all about what you want. It's all about how you want to do it." Because we get very used to telling people what to do, when to do it, and how we want it done. And we sometimes forget He is God, and we are not. And He wants to do great things in our life, but we have to cooperate with His presence. And Leviticus 26:10 says this: "You will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to make room to move it out for the new." You have to make room for the new. This is the Lord saying the new is not going to just all prepare for itself. You've got to prepare for the new. You have got to expect it. You've got to embrace it, and you've got to make room. In order to make room for the new, how many know we've got to get rid of some of the old? What we're hanging on to, we're going to have to say goodbye to. We're going to have to appreciate it serviced us well. We're going to have to thank God for His faithfulness in it. But there's a new season. There is a new path. There's something new that God wants to do. And so we want to embrace what He wants, but we've got to let go of what we're holding on to in order to embrace the new. And when we are stuck in our old ways, or when we are protecting our old ways, we will never be able to embrace the new, because the new will look like a threat. It will look like something that is going to change us or put us in a place of discomfort or unfamiliar. And because we like to control, and the reason why we usually like to control is because of injuries in our life that have caused us to be able to trust what we can control and not what others are in control of. But ultimately, God allows new things in order for us to discover areas that we have not given over to Him. That we are still sitting in old patterns, familiar places, when God says, I have been done with that. You know, for 40 years, the children of Israel stayed in a place that they were meant to pass through, and they became stuck in that place. Some of us are stuck in the old place. We were never supposed to stay, but we're stuck in a place of the old. And God wants to bring you into the new. Isaiah says, behold, I am doing a new thing. A new thing. And we've had prophetic words, and we have had promises of God, and we have had dreams, and we have had desires, and we have not seen some of that yet. And we haven't seen it because it's in the new. So we've got to embrace the new. We've got to begin to prophetically declare new things are about to happen in my life. We've got to stop speaking things that are discouraging and things that we physically see or have experienced. And we've seen and felt it for so long that we forgot that God can do a new thing and that he is the God of the suddenlies. I mean, David was a shepherd boy and suddenly he was anointed king. I mean, Joseph was in prison and suddenly he was on the right hand of Pharaoh. God can do a new thing. Even when you think you're stuck in the old thing and it doesn't look like there's any change, there's any way out, yet God knows the day that you're coming out. And he knows what you're called to do. And so it doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter how it feels. It does matter who he is. And sometimes the enemy tries to get us all messed up with everything else that we forget who he is. And we forget he is the God of the suddenly. He is the God of the impossible. And he is our God, which means he knows us. He knows what he's planned for us. He knows what he's prepared for us. He knows why he birthed us. He knew what heaven's plans were for us. He knows what we're anointed to do. He knows what gifts he's entrusted to us. He knows exactly what needs to happen when it needs to happen. Say, I'm getting ready for the new. See, sometimes we think, you know what? My kids are never going to turn around. Yes, they are. Because there's a new thing happening in your home. Or, you know, we hear this a lot. I'm never going to own a home, or my kids will never own a home. Listen, it's a new day. It's a new season. Stop just talking about what you feel, what others are saying. God is bringing me into the new. In the new, I have a home. In the new, my child's coming home. In the new, my marriage is coming together. In the new, God is breathing new energy in me. In the new, I have soundness of mind. In the new, I'm operating in the promotion that God has given me favor for. In the new, the chains are being broken off my life. In the new, God is positioning me in levels of understanding and wisdom that I've never experienced, never been educated for, yet it's upon my life. In the new season, just tell yourself, it's a new season. I'm coming into the new. It's a new season. See, where you're going is more important than where you've been. And yet we talk about where we've been more than where we're going. Because we've forgotten about the new, that we need the new. You know, there are women in this room, and some of our closets are overflowing because we needed something new. And we bought something new. Even though we had other things that would do, we still bought something new. We wanted a new look. We wanted a new feel. We wanted people to see something differently. And you know when you walk through that room, the new look good on you. We've got to see that in the realm of the spirit. We need something new. We need a new look. We need a new light of countenance on our face. We need a fresh anointing for the new season that God is preparing us for. We need a new vocabulary that articulates and comes in agreement with what God says concerning our life. We need to be around new people who are living their life in accordance with his word. That instead of being doubting Thomases around us, they are fanning our faith. They are energizing our life with just how they're living and believing God. They're just exciting to be around. And so when we get away from their presence, we feel energized ourselves. We get around the new. We need to believe the Lord in the new season of what he has planned for us. See, we've got to talk ourselves into the new. Some of us just talk and, oh, well, this is how it's been. This is how it's always been. Well, I don't know if it's going to change. I don't think it can change. I'm so tired. Stop being tired. Get tired of the old. Get happy and expectant about the new. Well, I'm just ready to give up. Don't give up. You're on the verge of a new. You're on the verge of a new season, of a fresh anointing. You say, well, nothing changed before. If you knew how much heaven was working, you don't even understand how bad it could have been. But God was working on your behalf. And God is doing something without you even realizing how much he's doing. But he's working on your part. And angels are working on your behalf. And he's waiting for you to cooperate and get excited about a new season. And stop talking about what was and what is. And start coming in agreement with the new and what he wants to do to welcome it for your life, in your life. And get around other people that are excited about it too. You know, you get around individuals, well, why? Why do we need to go somewhere new to eat? We've always gone to this restaurant. It's. I had a friend, they ate at the same place every week. That was their date night. I wouldn't marry the guy. I would begin to wonder, where is variety here? I mean, what is going to happen? Do we not know any other places? But she was as content could be, which there's a lesson all in that. But there are individuals that just despise the new. They don't want to walk free of some of the old offenses. Some of the old hurts, some of the old wounds. They want to hang on to who they are and what they have been through. And they think by hanging on to it, it becomes a shield that it will never happen again. Because I will never be taken. So these are my walls of protection. But I tell you, the only person that can protect you from future hurt is Jesus. And the one that is the watchman of your heart is the Holy Spirit. And the more you try to protect yourself, the more you will fail. And I guarantee you will experience greater hurt. But if you will trust God with your heart, he will guard it. He will protect it. He will preserve it. God knows how to do that. But you have got to make a decision to move forward in forgiveness. To move forward in saying, I'm not going to be held prisoner in my thought life, with feeling bad, with avoiding certain people, certain situations, in case I see them, for making my holidays feel unproductive because I have to deal with this individual. Are you prepared to spend the rest of your life in disappointment? Because you have the power to see it change. God will not take this away. You will have to give it to him. You have to make up your mind to come into the new. You say, oh, yeah, but they'll just get away scot-free. Have you ever heard of sowing and reaping? Nobody gets away scot-free. You let God deal with hearts around you. You just be faithful to allow him to deal with yours. You make right your heart. Don't worry about other people's heart. Don't tell them about other people's heart because you don't even know their heart. The Bible says you don't even know yours. Only God himself understands what's going on in your heart. So we even have to make a decision of what kind of person is going to come into the new season. You know, we change our hair, we change our clothes more than we change our inside. And it doesn't matter how good you look on the outside, you can dress up stupid. But if you're ugly on the inside, ugliness does come out. And so it doesn't matter how much you paid for your outfit or who did your makeup. Ugly is ugly is. But the more you allow Jesus to bring who he is on the inside of you, it will flow beauty on every angle of your life. You will smell better. You will look better. People will like you. What's happened? You stepped into a new place with him. You stepped into a new trust with him. You're operating on a new level of faith with him. Your influence is changing. People are not starting to walk around you, but walk to you. Something new is happening. I love it when I hear this from women all the time. I just don't have any friends. I say there's a reason for that. See, other people think, oh, we feel so bad. Don't. There's a reason for that. Proverbs says, to him, you know, who wants to have friends, they must show themselves friendly. So if you have no friends, there's a reason. So start finding some people that are going to tell you the truth and say, why don't people gravitate to my life? And then when they tell you the truth, don't get offended and walk away. Because that's what we do. We arm ourselves with protection and then we cry, woe is me, nobody likes me. There's a reason for that. Oh, my family ignores me. Nobody comes to visit me. My family just, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Come on. Let's come into the new of who God has called us to be. And so that what we are demonstrating in every part of our life is his ability to showcase who he is and his power and his presence and his goodness and his kindness. And even when we blow it, we take responsibility. We don't excuse it. We don't justify it. We don't just ignore it. We say, I should not have done that. I should not have said that. I ask you to forgive me. You own it. Listen, tell on yourself and the devil will have nothing to say. Just go tell on yourself. Because see, the anointing changes you. I mean, we talk about Superman, but I like Wonder Woman. The anointing equips you to be a Wonder Woman. Able to do what you could not do naturally. But gives you the super on your natural to allow you to accomplish what God has intended for your life to be. See, we were never created to be normal or ordinary, but extraordinary. Extraordinary. I mean, stopping traffic, causing people to say, who just walked by? I felt something. Who was that? What is that? Why your boss needs to find out what is their name? Who are they? What do they do? I like them. I don't even know why. We're going to give them that promotion. Oh, they're not qualified. I'm giving them that promotion. The anointing will distinguish you from the crowd. The anointing will stir up the gifts and the anointing on the inside of you. It will cause creativity wherever you go. So you will have the bright ideas. You will dream the dreams. You will bring the ideas forward and they'll say, how did you know to do that? Because the anointing. Listen, you can pray. It's wonderful. But when you pray with the anointing, heaven opens up in a whole different way. You heard Pastor Martine sing. And you can have a lot of good singers. But when someone sings with the anointing, one verse begins to penetrate to your soul. And the awareness of heaven becomes your reality. You can be married and it be good, but when the anointing is on you, it's so good. You can parent, but with the anointing, you can parent supernaturally. The anointing is for every avenue of your life. Every avenue. It's what makes the difference. And the anointing is what causes chains to fall off your life. The anointing is what causes you to be attuned to the Holy Spirit. The anointing is what opens up the word so that before you missed it, you didn't understand it, you weren't even interested in it, but all of a sudden, now you're hearing something, you're sensing something, something is coming alive in you in the word, and it's never happened before. It's the anointing. Everybody needs an anointing. You say, well, I thought we are anointed. Yes, but we can continue to step into new anointings for new seasons. We need a new anointing. Listen, we don't want to just stay in the old. Even God doesn't want to stay in the old. Behold, I do a new thing. A new thing. Will you let him do the new thing in your life? Because tonight you're going to have an opportunity for a new thing. For how God wants to operate. And you better expect it. You better anticipate it. You better make room for it. Because I'm telling you, when we lay hands on you tonight, when we ask the Lord for a fresh anointing for the new season that he's called you to, we're also believing God for the fresh anointing for the new season he's called wild to. You better get ready that things are going to happen that haven't been happening. You better get ready that things are about to shift and to change. You better expect it. And then you better order your conversation to come in agreement of it. Don't say, well, I don't feel any different. Well, I went home and he was as miserable as he was when I left. Don't say it. Don't say it. Just say, I'm coming into my new home tonight. I'm coming into the new season of my spouse or the new season of my children or my grandchildren. I'm coming into the new season of my neighborhood. I'm coming into the new workplace. Where God is doing something new. Oh, let them wonder where you were last night. What happened to you? You look different. Yeah, and you'll just know the anointing looks good on me. Because it will change you in ways that are hard for people to explain. It's the anointing. You know, years ago, I started demonstrating for Melita, Canada, and I was serving coffee at Sherwood Gardens, and so I was just giving out free coffee and talking about their coffee makers. And so the first gentleman came and he said, you look healthy. I said, thank you. He said, your face is just so healthy. I said, well, thank you, sir. He says, do you eat a lot of healthy things? And I'm thinking to myself, no. But I'm like, well, I appreciate you saying that. I didn't want to lie. And then he went on his way, and somebody else came, and they said, wow, your face, wow, oh, it's just beautiful. I'm like, well, thank you. And then a little later, someone else said, oh, you just have such a healthiness about you. So that's it. I thought, it's break time. I'm going on break. Where did I go? To the washroom. And I looked in the mirror, because I thought, whatever makeup I use today, I have to use every day. Like this, I have to make note of this because obviously I've hit gold. And so whatever combination I used, I'm looking in the mirror. And I'm like, well, I don't think I did anything new. I can't see anything new. So I go back out. This happens two more times in the afternoon shift. So I go back in the washroom. I'm like, I have got to use something different. And I hear the Lord say, it's me. It's not you. It's me. They're sensing me. They don't know how to explain me, but they're seeing me. They're feeling me. The atmosphere is changed by me. It's not in your makeup. It's in you because I'm in you. It's me. You put on me, and that's the difference. The anointing makes a difference, ladies. Every day. You can spend a fortune on makeup or you can put on Jesus. You can cause the anointing to change your life. Do what you need in every situation because that's what he wants to do. So Isaiah says it this way. In Isaiah 43:19, he says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, just because you can't see it or feel it doesn't mean it's not on its way to you. He says, I will. He doesn't say maybe. He doesn't say if you do all of this. He says, I will do a new thing. What's his desire? To do a new thing. So you just have to cooperate with him and say, God, I'm going to make room for you to do the new thing. I'm going to agree that you want to do a new thing and you can do a new thing and you're able to do a new thing. And I'm going to make room because I'm going to let go of the old things that I've been holding on to. I'm going to let go of old belief systems. I'm going to let go of negativity that has filled up my heart. I'm going to let go of hurts and unforgiveness and wounds that are taking space up, that are limiting how much space I have for new things. And I'm going to get ready for what you have to do. Then he says, I will even make a way in the wilderness. Ladies, that's for some of you that says, there is no way. This thing is impossible. There's no way for a turnaround. There's no way for a breakthrough. You do have no understand what I'm facing. It's an impossible situation. I will make a way in the wilderness. It doesn't matter how dense. It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter how it feels. God says it doesn't have the final say. He gets the final word. And because you're his and you're trusting him, you're releasing him to do the miraculous in your life. Then he says, and rivers in the desert. It doesn't matter how thirsty or how despairing the situation is or how dry your life has become. God says he can bring a river. Scripture always tells us that out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. You say, how do I get those rivers moving? The anointing will stir it up. But really, your tongue is your stir stick. Because when you speak the word in agreement to what God is saying, that's what stirs the anointing within you. That's what stirs the gift of God within you. That's what gets the Spirit of the Lord moving in your life. That's why as many people, you know, say, you know what, I'm just fooling around when I say these negative things. You're speaking death. Oh, I'm just kidding. Well, you're kidding, but you're still speaking death. Because your mouth has power to speak words that either create or damn. That either bring life or speak death. And we say so many crazy, you do that, you're going to make me crazy. Well, is that what you want? Well, it's just a saying. Not for you, it isn't. Do you know how many crazy people are filling up our hospitals? They don't have enough room for everybody. Oh, it just kills me that you did that. It just kills me. Are you eager to leave Earth prematurely? Don't order your conversation to cooperate with the enemy's plans. Don't give him a place and an authority to move against you. Speak words of life. See, that's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. That's why the Bible says you've got to order your conversation. It doesn't always want to go there. You know, it's very easy to get on the phone and gripe with our friend, have pity parties with our neighbors. But it's not going to bring eternal results. So you've got to discipline your mouth. Somebody just said it to me. They were having a conversation. They're like, well, I just want to, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I was so respected them. They pulled it back because they know it wasn't going to bring eternal results. You got to order your conversation. Don't be the trash can for anybody else around you. So tonight, anointing is present for the new thing, for the new season, for the new opportunity, for the new marriage, for the new family, for the new babies, for the new promotions, for the new healing, for the new breakthrough. Anointing is present. What you've been struggling with, chains are about to fall off. What you haven't seen turn around, you're about to see and sense a new thing in your heart, in your life. Get ready for God to open up doors but they may not look like the doors you think they should look like. You know, the world missed Jesus because he didn't come in the package they thought he would. And in this new season, God may be doing it new ways that you have not anticipated, that you have not experienced. And many people miss a new opportunity because it didn't come the way they thought it should. Allow God to do it his way, not your way. Get ready for how he's going to set this thing up. I mean, your miracle may be wrapped in a person that you really don't like. And they're the ones that God has assigned to bring the breakthrough. To bring the breakthrough. But if you say, I'm not even going to take their calls. They want to meet. I'm not even going to meet. You might be needing a financial miracle. And they've got it in their pocket ready to give to you, but you won't meet with them. And you miss the miracle and say, God, where are you? He says, I was over in Tim Hortons waiting for you to get your miracle. But you were so busy hanging on to the old, you could not embrace the new. Don't get stuck in a place you were meant to pass through. Don't get stuck in the old. Lastly, Hebrews 6:1 says, but you keep looking to God to do what he used to do, but he is doing a new thing. He is doing a new thing. Are you ready to let him do a new thing? Let's just get our hearts prepared. Would you bow your heads with me? The first new thing that God wants to do is if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, that's the greatest new that can happen in your life. That's the greatest change, that you fall in love with a God who is already in love with you. And if you don't know him as your Savior, you may know about him, but that's not the same as knowing him. But you can. The Bible says, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, you make him your Lord. So I'm going to invite you to do that right now. If you don't know him tonight, call upon him to say, that's me, Jesus. I come to you. I ask you to be my Savior. Forgive me of my sin. I choose for you to be my one and only God. Help me learn to live for you and with you. And I'll follow you all my days. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that, he heard that. And so can I encourage you, if you have a church or you have a friend that goes to a church and it's a good church, get on board in that church to help you grow your faith and help you discover everything that God is doing. And if you don't have a church, then come out here on Sunday and we'll help you live the great adventure of God because he's amazing. Now, can I ask you to bow your heads one more because we want you to get ready for this anointing service. Father, if we've been hanging on to the old, if there are things that are taking up space and room in our heart, if there are walls that we have built in order to try to preserve our heart, but it has not preserved us, it's just isolated us, we ask you to forgive us. We make a choice to let it go. We choose to forgive. If you've got people to forgive, just name them. Just talk to the Lord right now. Maybe it's not a name. Maybe it's an organization. Maybe it's a company. Maybe it's leadership. Maybe it's even a pastor. Say, Lord, I come in agreement that as freely as you have forgiven me, and I've done more against you than anyone could have ever done against me. I make a choice to release forgiveness. And for some of you say, Pastor, I don't even know how to do that. Then release it by faith, knowing what you cannot do, God will do through you. But cooperate with it right now. If fear is knocking at your door and you hate change, and you are afraid of how the new will change things or change people that you know or even change you, and change is hard for you because trust is hard for you, then just ask the Holy Spirit, help me to trust you in this area. I want to walk free of the fear that the enemy has kept me bound in, kept me from experiencing all that you have for me. So many new things I missed out because of the fear. So I take authority over fear in the name of Jesus. And I say, you will not be my keeper. You will not hold me down. You will not chain me in Jesus' name. I say, fear, go. And then Holy Spirit, cause boldness to rise up within them. Cause a confidence that they are called and positioned and separated for this season, for this anointing, for this time. And they are needed. And they don't want to miss the new. And his hands are laid upon the women tonight. Father, allow them to be expecting. Cause their hearts to be full of expectation concerning the promises, concerning the things that are so vitally important. The promises that they're believing, the desires that they're having, the call that they want to further jump into. We thank you that as hands are laid upon them, the anointing stirs them afresh. The anointing imparts newness in their heart and in their life. And we declare the manifestations of the Holy Spirit will produce signs, wonders, and miracles in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.